Podcast episode number 331. I am your host, GPD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who wants to talk about his ham, Wombat.
I love a good ham. You're just jealous because you don't have good ham. Japan ham.
There's excellent ham. We get all the hams here, Wombat.
All of them?
All. Name a ham, we get it.
Do you get the ham that I put a link for in the show outline?
Oh, the link that I'm trying to delete right now?
Yes.
And just did? That
yep,
link?
Yep. Spanish no, ham, Serrano ham.
I didn't see it.
Oh, I had Serrano ham over the weekend.
The guy from Major League?
The guy from Major League has his own kind of ham. It's called Serrano ham.
Fuck you, Joe Boo.
And they cure it in-house, but the picture I sent you looks exactly what it looks like there. And based
Holy
off
shit.
Of what they're charging for it,
yeah.
this place is charging $1,600 for a full, like, I guess, piece, a 17-pound piece. So that's pretty darn, what was that, like about $100 a pound, approximately?
That would get you two omelets in Tokyo.
Yeah.
It'd be large, but
I didn't spend $100 for it. Well, I didn't buy a pound of I didn't have a pound of Serrano ham in one sitting either, because that would be kind of gross. But it was really good. It was that with some manchego cheese and some fresh fig, cubed fresh fig.
Mm. Do you have any of that nacho cheese?
Yes, and yeah,
that's
I took all the cheese off my wife's plate and said,
yeah.
It's not your nacho cheese.
Did you ask her first?
No, you have to just nab it when you say, that's nacho cheese.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that was Cheapy's tweet to me during my romantic birthday dinner.
That was a joke that I heard at summer camp, I think, when I was 11. I think that was Crestwood Country Day School or something. Camp Crestwood, or I don't know.
Sounds about right. It adds up.
Yeah, yeah. More importantly, I'm not really interested in your ham as much as I'm interested in hearing if Shipwreck still loves his $350 remote control that he bought last week. The one that I ordered, but haven't got yet because somehow I got the slow shipping.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm still enjoying it quite a bit. I had to make a few tweaks to it because the Yamaha soundbar, which you have a Yamaha soundbar as well.
I have a Yamaha digital sound projector, actually.
Well, okay. You have the really expensive.
You know what the difference is between the digital sound projector?
About $2,000.
A zero.
Yeah. It turns that on and like turns it off and then back on real quickly. So I'm still messing around with the signal on that, but
good.
Works great.
Good. I got excited for it coming, so I already downloaded the app to get ready on my broken iPhone. But it doesn't let you do anything unless you have the hub set up.
Right. You have to sync the hub to your computer first, and then it's all good. All the magic happens.
Right.
You'll feel like some futuristic guy.
It's going to be awesome. I'm thinking of putting the hub underneath my couch or
and
somewhere
then
like
the
next to
out?
The couch, maybe.
Okay. That could work.
Because we have a little end table, and there's a space underneath the end table, and nobody would really see or mess with it. Hopefully. So I'm very excited to be more in control of my entertainment system. Right, Wombat?
Oh, yeah. I'm riveted by the remote control conversation.
You don't want a super remote?
I have no need for a super remote.
Wow.
My house is tiny. What do I need a super remote for?
But you have a lot of stuff at your entertainment center. Do you want to tidy that shit up? Shipwreck needs to, first of all, Shipwreck needs to keep his ship very tidy. And running smoothly.
Ship shape,
you don't understand
as
that?
They say.
Ship shape, of
ship
course.
Shape, yeah.
So
that's actually where that turn of phrase comes from. Shipwreck.
From Robert Good.
Robert Good, anal retentive.
Whoa.
I like my living room to look like a Pottery Barn catalog.
Do you really?
Yes, that's pretty much.
Yes, he does.
My living room.
Did you ever see the old Saturday Night Live sketch of the anal retentive chef? It's a Phil Hartman sketch. It's a classic. That's probably Shipwreck in His Kitchen. You need to watch it after this show and you'll go, oh my God, that is Shipwreck in His Kitchen. He probably has little baggies set up, so when he like peels a carrot, he puts the shavings in a baggie and then puts the baggie in the garbage can.
No.
No, I'm not that. I like my stuff to look nice.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I'm getting ready for the remote to come. So I started like cleaning out my entertainment system. I got rid of my Mac Mini. I had a Mac Mini set up there that I used for home theater stuff. But I got rid of that. Now that I have my gaming PC in the office and I bought a new wireless transmitter. And now that I have that, one that works much better, I just use that as the home theater and the gaming PC. And actually, one of the questions I get the most on Twitter is what kind of wireless transmitter I use. I don't know if they have these in America, but look for the Wii HD logo, like YHD, WIHD. That's like the standard. But I still think you need to be mostly line of sight to get it to work. The only reason I can get away with it being in the office and having, you know, a wall between the TV and my computer is that there's only 3 feet, maybe 2 feet total between the two.
Well, there's ones on Amazon because I've been looking at them.
Yeah.
And there's ones on Amazon that say they go over like 100 feet now.
The more wall, that's line of sight, though. The more walls and distance, the more walls you have, the distance just shrinks, I think. I'm pretty sure. But if you look on Amazon, you see the reviews are right. They're pretty good, right?
This one that's on sale right now, it's list price for $400. It's on sale for $180 right now. It says it goes 100 feet without latency through walls, ceilings, and floors.
Right.
Should I buy that?
How many stars?
4 out of 5 stars.
And what's it called? 232
reviews.
You showed it to me before, I think, right?
It's the Nyrius Aries.
Oh, I love that brand.
Yeah,
that's quality stuff. Sony guts.
It's probably fine. But the problem is, how far is your PC from your TV?
Maybe 85 feet.
Well, you need the controller to work. Right? That's the problem.
We can make this work. I have a feeling we can make this work.
You can't be far enough that you pass the distance of an Xbox 360 controller.
Those have some pretty good range on them, though.
Not 80 feet through walls.
You gotta try it.
It's not going to work. I'll tell you right now.
Go into the living room and try playing your computer. Just have your wife stand in the computer room while you're playing around with the remote. I mean,
yeah, you can test it.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking brain salad here.
I don't even know what brain salad is, but it sounds delicious.
I believe Brain Salad Surgery is a Emerson, Lake and Palmer album. Hmm.
Yeah. No wonder why I didn't get the reference.
Sorry. I'll keep.
I thought it was something Groucho Marx said.
I'll keep my 70s prog rock references to myself.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right. So
that was another one. I said yes.
I'm glad you're not bummed out about the remote. I'm glad you're still basking.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see if you like it as much as I do. It's very much a thing like where it has to work with your setup.
Right. One of the reasons why I wanted to get is this new transmitter that I got. The wireless transmitter. It has to be in just the right position. Otherwise, it doesn't work properly because of the wall. So to turn it on, I have this remote for it, and I basically have to get on the floor and, you know, be a sharpshooter with the remote. And I think this Logitech thing is going to help with that.
You should just cut a hole in the wall that's the exact same size as your PC.
Why does it have to be the size? Couldn't it be just the size of the wire?
I guess, if you want to do it the easy way.
Why does it have to be the size of the whole PC? for proper cooling?
Yeah, just in case. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Well, actually, yeah, if I need to make any adjustments.
Exactly, you don't have to worry about it. Exactly.
I don't have to actually leave the living room and walk.
No, you just have to put your hand in the hole.
Right.
Story of your life, just putting the hand in the hole.
Right. You wombat.
What would you do without me?
It's funny, Wombat. I was thinking about you because I was reading some PC magazine. I was killing time during Ty's piano lesson.
Politically correct magazine. Good stuff.
the latest issue of Maximum PC Magazine explains all the parts of a PC. And they talk about RAM and stuff. So I thought, hey, Wombat could really use this. He could be an expert. Just read like 10 pages. You could really sound like you know what you're talking about.
You should scan it and email it to me.
Great. Okay. Where are we? Show feedback from last week, Wombat?
That's fine.
Okay.
There wasn't much.
Wait, did you have a giant drink you wanted to talk about?
I didn't.
We talked we did a show before you came on, Chip, when you were having all your technical problems. We already talked about it, but we can talk about it again if Wombat wants to.
It's really up to you, because it seems as though everything I say seems to be a hindrance on your enjoyment of life.
I
want to hear about the giant drink.
Out of that.
I know those are hard to come by where you live.
Well, giant drinks?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Wombat, I saw on Wombat's wife's Facebook that she took Sabrina to the movies, and she had like a
children's small icy.
Icy, okay, which is the same thing as a Slurpee, right?
Yes.
So, and it was huge. I looked at it, I was like, holy shit.
It was pretty much the size of her torso.
And I wrote on the Facebook page, I said, that size doesn't even exist in Japan. And Wombat said that he thought it was about, 36 ounces or something?
I would say maybe 30.
30. Yeah, that's pretty
big. I wasn't there, though, so I can't, you know.
You would have put the kibosh on that?
Well, we went to the movies and saw Despicable Me 2, just Sabrina and I, the following week or 2 weeks later. And she goes, can I have an icy? And I looked her squaw in the eye and said, no, because daddies are mean.
Right. What'd you get her?
I got her like a small bag, like a regular size bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Right.
Don't have any sugar in them.
Well, it's still better than the 30-ounce icy.
Anything is better than like drinking.
I'm not a monster.
Like
I'm not going to not let her have candy at the movies. But
I've never even been to a movie theater.
Well, you know, that's because you're a worse parent than I am.
Right. But we did watch.
Do you know what I had to drink this afternoon?
What's that?
An icy.
Nice.
What size did you get?
The medium, so it was around a 20 ounce or so.
I mean, you see, like, whenever I'm at E3, I see the drinks that people that come out, and I'm just like, I stare at the drinks for like a good 30 seconds just because I have it. You don't see it. It's like seeing big tits. Like, you don't see big tits in Tokyo. So when I go to E3 and I see big tits and an ass that looks like an ass and not like a flat tire. You know, I'm like, there's a shock. And the same thing happens with the large beverages.
They're related.
I think you're onto something. And they are related. Yeah.
So sugar sodas need to come to Japan as soon as possible, I think is what we're...
I think it's not going to help.
Shaq
I think
soda.
It's just gonna be
Did you see those pictures really... that I tweeted out of the Shaq soda?
I've seen other people. Shaq iced tea, I thought, right?
No, it's soda. It's Shaq cream soda by Arizona. It's in those Arizona iced tea cans, though, that are gigantic.
Right. Does Shaq really need the money at this point?
No, I don't think so. Like, I'll be honest, though. The Shaq orange cream soda wasn't bad. They were handing it out for free, so I took one.
Drink soda.
I don't either. I'm drinking water
free.
Now.
You drink free soda.
Someone hands me a soda on the street and says, try this soda, and I like orange soda, I'm going to try it.
Right.
Did you have that with your free Twinkie in Twinkie t-shirt?
No, that was a different day. Yes, that's right. They were handing out free Twinkies and Twinkie t-shirts on Monday.
Who's they?
The Hostess people.
I thought Hostess went out of business.
No, they're back. That's why they had a giant truck right outside my office. So on my way in... The woman goes, would you like a Twinkie?
Right.
Okay. If you stay, take a picture with Twinkie the Kid, we'll give you a t-shirt. And we know all
Twinkie
know.
Twinkie the Kid was there.
Yeah,
wow.
Twinkie the Kid was there. So I took my picture with him and I got my free t-shirt, which is still in my office.
Did you post that picture anywhere?
They were supposed to email it to me and I never got the email. And I really wanted it because it was a good picture of me holding my free t-shirt with Twinkie the Kid. It's pretty much, I think, Shipwreck's nightmare.
I heard Twinkie the Kid was
I would
pretty,
have loved to have seen this picture.
It's me.
Twinkie the Kid was pretty upset about it.
I would
have
turned it into a t-shirt and given it back to you.
It's like his arm is around me and I'm holding my t-shirt and I've got a big smile on my face.
Yep.
It's all Twinkied out.
Yeah.
I think we could have sold those shirts. Just the picture of Wombat with his free t-shirt and Twinkie the Kid.
On a t-shirt.
on a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Gold. Very meta.
Kickstarter. Track down. We need to track down. The challenges are we need to track down the photo. We got to get permission from Twinkie the Kid. And then we're good to go.
Oh, well. What can he do?
Right. Mm-hmm. Were we doing the show feedback?
I mean, there wasn't really that much feedback. I mean, there was
They didn't like it.
Didn't like last week's show. You know what? Oh. There wasn't. Maybe we will. We'll skip show feedback. Not enough comments.
Oh, I saw somebody complain that we fucked up the way the downloading works and the DRM works on the current gen consoles. But yeah, I don't think we fucked that up at all.
I think we as I well, I'll blame it on me.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'll say it was me. It was really more about how, because this was the thing that people brought up most. Basically talking about the PlayStation 4 is that you can log in with your username and ID on any console anywhere in the world, and you could re-download all of your games that are digital games, not your disc-based games, obviously, and play them. And I said that the 360 does not do that now. And it seems as though the 360 does do that now. And I guess the Xbox One will do that as well. So why it was news about the PlayStation 4 to begin with.
Right. Everything is news. Any tidbit that comes out is news. And that's why they shouldn't even announce anything.
And that's why I think maybe it confused me. I'm like, well, if every website is posting this, then I guess they're the only ones that are going to be doing that do this? Because I didn't think you could do it on the 360, or I just didn't realize you could do it, because it's not like I'm
Of course you could. I wrote a whole guide about how to best use their licensing practices.
And see, here's where
you download the thing first on another person's console, and then you download it on yours when you get home.
And this is where where I'm going with part two of this. It is my fault, but really I blame Shipwreck for not correcting me right at while we were doing the show.
If I had to correct you every time, we'd be going on for like 3 hours.
People would love that.
Yeah. It's called Shipwreck's Guide to Half Price.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Games and
yeah,
marketplace content. It's kind of a big deal.
Yep.
So I want to hear about this movie, Whore's Glory. It sounds like an uplifting tale.
Oh, I was just checking out how many views your thing had. Only 108,000. There's a lot of there's big news, everybody, for people who are fans of depressing documentaries. First of all, Netflix has added a treasure trove of depressing documentaries and happy documentaries as well, quality documentaries. So some ones that I've talked about in the past, Girl Model and First Position, are both on there. First Position was the one about the kids doing ballet, which I promise you will love it, even if you don't give a shit about ballet or never liked ballet. I guarantee you like it. And Girl Model is the one about the young Russian girls that get sent to Japan to model, and it's really weird. But the one I just watched this week was Whore's Glory, which is a look at prostitutes in three different parts of the world. It was Bangkok, Thailand. It was Bangkok, Thailand, Bangladesh, and what was the other one? Oh, Mexico, somewhere in Mexico. It was very interesting.
So where would you recommend I do my whoring?
None of those places are really too good. The worst is Bangladesh, it seems like. Bangladesh seems horrible. Like, the woman basically became a prostitute because she could make $6 a month being a prostitute. So, does that sound like a good life to you?
I mean, how far does that $6 go? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, let me explain to you the sewage system. So you have a pot in your room that you go in, and then when it gets full, you walk out into the street and you look for like a hole in the sidewalk, and then you just pour it in the hole. That's how it works in Bangladesh. That's how they roll in Bangladesh. But it was very interesting to see, just to see the business aspects of it, and you know, it was well done. It wasn't super depressing. Like, I didn't cry. I don't think I cried during it, but I recommend it. But go on Netflix and just look in the new releases. That's in there too. I think those are all on Netflix. So
I will be sure to skip all of them.
No, they're good. They're good. Trust. Uh-huh. You should watch First Position with, your kids are too young. Maybe Sabrina can hang in there. So what else do you? What have you guys seen? I see Sharknado is on here.
I watched a little bit of it, but I am assuming Shipwreck watched the whole thing.
I watched all of it, all of the Sharknado. There was not a down moment in that whole film. They knew what they were doing when they put that thing together.
The problem I have with Sharknado is I tried to put it on, but I was with my wife at the time, who was like, there is no way you're watching that movie. So I had to wait for
her
to
fall asleep. Yeah, the exact opposite happened in my house. Like, I turned it on, and then I was just, like, waiting. Like, kind of, like, waiting for that, okay, when are we going to change the channel? And then Gretchen got really into it.
That's fun.
So. Are there any actors in it that I might have heard of?
Tara Reid.
Oh, certainly.
Ian Ziering.
Oh, wow.
The dad from Home Alone.
Who I can tell you there's a reason why he's in movies like that.
The dad from Home Alone.
I had one interaction with him in my life when I was 22 years old. My first job.
Did he hit you in the head with a bar stool?
He yelled at me for 10 minutes. I'd never spoken to him in my life. I was asked to call him to give him an address of where he needed to go that day.
This is when you were working?
Yes.
At Buchwald?
Before the agency I was with before that.
Oh, okay.
And he yelled at me for 10 minutes straight. This was about 12 years ago. I still couldn't even tell you.
Wombat left Kevin behind.
Yeah. But he yelled at me for 10 minutes.
What's his name?
John Hurd.
Yep.
Yeah. John Hurd. I will never forget him because he yelled at me, and I still don't know why, and it wasn't cool.
Did you say, like, I'm sorry, sir?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry.
This guy. Oh, shit.
I'm like, I'm sorry. This is like my first job.
Right. I couldn't picture the guy, but I see his picture.
And
now.
I knew who he was. You know, it's like I knew I was calling, like, a real deal, you know, movie guy.
Right.
And, like, I thought you were great in Home Alone.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Wombat, he was in a U-Bowl movie.
Yeah, a little bit.
He also was one of the first to go in Sharknado.
He was.
Right, they didn't want to work with him either.
Yeah.
Did you hear they're making a Sharknado 2 now?
Yeah.
It's going to be set in Manhattan.
I know, I'm excited. Maybe I'll be in it.
A lot of tornadoes in Manhattan.
I could be an extra. Well, it's not really, it's not a tornado, it's a Sharknado. It says
what
it right
is a
in
sharknado?
The title. It's a tornado
it's
full
a tornado
of sharks.
That happens in the ocean that picks up sharks and drops them over the city.
But that wouldn't do much. They just fall and die, right?
Not with their mouths
are
open. They fall and go.
They land on people.
Oh.
And they go chompa, chompa, chompa while they're coming at you.
But they just fall. They're just falling on you.
Well, no, they're biting you as they're falling on you. And then somehow, like, there's a lot of water that happens in the movie that's not really explained. Like, it's the water physics are a little bit off. There's a scene where a shark lands in the backyard pool of a house.
Right, that's convenient.
Yeah, that's fine. There's a lot of convenience.
But wouldn't he die? Don't sharks live in salt water?
Shh. Take your logic and you get the fuck off my podcast.
Yeah. The shark jumps out of the pool through a window into the house, and suddenly the house has 4 feet of water in it.
Oh, he brought the water with him.
Right, he brought it with him.
Sharks are the water adheres to them. You probably didn't know that. You don't learn that in mechanical engineering school.
No.
Only in fish engineering.
There's some helicopters involved in Sharknado, though, so I knew about those.
how was that realistic?
You always want to get into a helicopter when you're trying to fight a tornado full of sharks.
That's so the primary mode of
that is actually what Shipwreck does for a living. Is he writes just that line of rule set to send to right. everybody who's buying a helicopter, just
right.
In case of emergencies or in case of Sharknado, please use this helicopter.
I think he's saying you don't want to use it.
Please use this helicopter.
It worked out for him, I think.
Right.
It all pays off in the end, too, because they had a pretty fantastic ending. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
They wrapped it up very nicely.
Tightly. But you also saw Pacific Rim for $5?
I did. $5 Tuesday, Pacific Rim. There was quite a few people in the theater.
Which is unusual for $5 Tuesday.
Right. Pacific Rim's actually pretty good. There's, if you like robots fighting monsters, like big Japanese kaiju monsters.
I do like those.
You will like Pacific Rim. I think you'd love Pacific Rim, Cheapy.
I have a problem.
Okay, good.
The problem is Mrs. Cheapy, it's very difficult to get Mrs. Cheapy to watch a movie that if the Rotten Tomatoes score is under a certain number.
It's a 71.
You're right. You're right around where she's not, where she starts to lose interest.
I would think this isn't really a movie. Like, there was a lot of dudes in the theater.
She's not gonna like it. It's where we're.
No, she likes that type
of stuff.
You're gonna
have to watch that by yourself during the day.
Okay. Okay. She might like it. I'll ask her. She might not care.
Maybe she might like it. There's like a half hour portion in the middle where like it's a lot of human interaction type of stuff.
Right.
I really could have done like maybe with a montage that would have cut that down to like 15 minutes.
Oh, they have the same problem like Transformers has where they have too many humans in the movie.
Well, no, the humans are fine in this because the humans are piloting the robots. It's just there was too long of a time in the middle of the movie where they were not in robots. Right. They were like talking to each other.
For some reason.
Yeah, training and that type of stuff. But I wish Guillermo del Toro, or is that his name?
Yes.
I got that right. Great. I wish he would have the Transformers license because he does a great job in this movie of making everything look super huge, but at the same time, you can tell what's going on.
Yeah, so Transformers is a mess.
He's mastered the scale and the action part of it. The script is very cliche, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to rent it. I probably won't be able to see it in the theater. Or maybe it probably won't be in the theaters next by the end of August, right? It's probably gone by then. Sharknado 2 will be out. I also saw Daddy Daycare with Ty. It was raining yesterday.
You really had to put that on here? Like we have to talk about Daddy Daycare?
People asked.
No, go ahead. Please, no. Enlighten me.
It wasn't good.
Thanks.
Eddie Murphy. I don't understand how Eddie Murphy is in a movie with no jokes in it.
Because no one tells him no anymore.
No jokes.
Yeah.
So Ty asked me, so this morning we're walking to school, and out of nowhere, I was thinking about the movie, and Ty goes, so what did you think of Daddy Daycare? Did you like it? I said, well, honestly, I didn't really like it that much. I said, I can understand why you would like it, being, you know, almost soon to be 6-year-old, but I like to have more, I'd like to have more jokes in the movie. Ty said, you know, he said, too many jokes is bad. Like, it gives me the hiccups if I laugh too much. So I think it had just the right amount of jokes. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. That was the last we stopped. Then we stopped talking about it. But yeah, it's not good. That's all I wanted to say about it. But Ty loved it. Ty sat through the whole thing. No problem.
That means you're going to have to watch it again.
How about some new releases?
Great. We've got a game based on a movie, the RIPD, the game.
We kind of played that whole thing at E3.
We played a lot of that at E3. that's a game. It's a wave-based zombie shooter.
The movie's probably going to be shitty, so I'm just guessing.
It does look shitty.
There's two Ryan Reynolds games out this week.
Mm-hmm.
There's the RIPD game and the Turbo game based on the snail racing movie.
Ty has shown interest in that movie.
Has or has not?
Has.
Oh, really? Because Sabrina has not shown any interest in that movie. Like, zero.
Right. Ty likes Turbo.
She'd rather see planes.
Ty probably knows the actual meaning of Turbo. Like, what? But I'm not sure.
What is the actual meaning of Turbo?
Shipwreck could probably explain it better. It's the mechanism that forces more air and fuel into the engine.
Yeah, it basically just overloads.
Like a turbine?
That's probably part of the turbo apparatus, maybe. I don't know. There's some sort of fan in there, probably. I don't know. Shipwreck would know.
It's a snail.
It's a snail. Right. Anything on here that we need to talk about? I'm looking.
Let me see. I played Time and Eternity. I've been playing that on PS3.
I
downloaded.
I was going to say, how long did it take you to download?
It took 30 hours from the time I sat down to start downloading it to the time it finished. I, of course, didn't sit there the whole time with it. But
you didn't just watch.
Right. Watch the status bar. So it finished downloading. It's published by NIS, so it's a Japanese RPG type of game. Here's the premise is you are, I'm not even sure who I am yet in this game. It's so weirdly like structured, like plot, like storytelling wise. But so there's this girl character. Her name is Tori or Toki, one of those two. Toki, I believe it is. Could be Tori. And she is getting married to this guy.
It's probably not. Tori means chicken, I think, in Japanese.
Could,
it's probably the other
could
one.
Could be Toki.
It's probably the other one.
Might be Toki.
Who knows?
It's doesn't matter.
Toki Doki.
Yeah. And they're getting married, and then he gets killed during their marriage.
During the marriage, during the ceremony.
During the ceremony, sorry. Yikes. During the wedding. And so then she has the power all of a sudden to travel back into time. And so she does that to find out what killed him. And when she does that, he comes back as her pet dragon in the ancient, like the 6 months prior to the wedding. And then she gets a multiple personalities that she can switch between. And this whole time, all of her Lolita friends are just wanting to take a bath with the dragon. So it's like this whole hornball thing going on.
How can you stand that?
What kind of game is it? Like, what do you do as far as gameplay goes? Is it like an RPG?
Okay, so there's a lot of talking. There's a lot of talking where you sit around and basically it's four girls and you're the dragon and you're talking to the different girls and they're having conversations like gossip conversations and everything like that. And those are like, it tells me I complete missions once I've talked to everybody there. And then it goes out and you go out and you walk around the city, which is really weird how you walk around. Like the camera is controlled by the right thumbstick, but it's not tied to your character at all. So you could just be like looking like straight down at the ground or straight up in the air or just like straight over to the left. It doesn't matter. Your character is just going to be like in the, like wherever the character's at in that world. Weird. Then you get into fights and it's almost like a pattern based recognition fighting system. I think on Tech Gaming, they said it was like, they described it well, like it's almost like a punch out type of fighting. So you're like waiting for them to make a move and then you like counter and do that type of thing.
Now, based on your description, it sounds like the worst game ever made.
Well, I haven't gotten to the dating components yet.
Yeah.
That's where it really picks up.
I believe this is a game that I will never play in my entire life. I'm just going out on a limb.
It's so weird. It's so weird.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
I don't know that I am. Okay.
But you've invested 30 hours and all that bandwidth downloading it. You feel like you should... I don't know.
It looks really nice. That's the thing. Like it's got a really pretty look to it. Looks very anime. And it looks very like stylish. Like I remember walking by it at E3 and going, oh, that looks like something that could be fun to play. But it's just a strange game.
Weird.
I don't know. Yeah. I'd you guys should check it out. It's right up your alley.
Cool. We'll do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably about all the new releases, I think.
I have a dumb question for you because I'm looking at this. So on the Wii U, the Donkey Kong that came out, is that the NES version or the arcade version?
That's Virtual Console, so I would guess that's the NES version.
Do they have arcade versions of games on the Wii U? Classic arcade versions?
They wouldn't have
those. I don't think so.
Why not?
It, right? You mean the first party ones?
Yeah, like first party. Classic. First party Nintendo games from the arcade version of Donkey Kong has a level in it that the NES version doesn't. It's a better game. It's a different game. Different enough where it's better.
Right.
Same thing with, Mario Brothers is slightly different. You know, it looks a little better. You know, Popeye. There are some great Nintendo arcade games. And I was just wondering why they're not on the Virtual Console. Or have never been on the Virtual Console. Like, is there a reason? And I figured if anyone knew, it would be Shipwreck.
I think it's I don't know. I mean, they could do it very easily.
Don't know. Who knows?
This is one of those 30-cent ones, right? Still.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's just weird to me. I mean, it's even Punch-Out. Punch-Out in the arcade looks so much better. With the like the grid version of...
I don't know about that one.
Oh, I like
it. I'm not behind that one.
I am. I like the grid guy.
But the NES one had a lot more
personality. It definitely had personality. But
it was a better game.
You know what? Why not have both?
Right. It's not like we don't have the technology to make
exactly. I'm not saying it's. We don't live in a world where it's one or the other. Why not?
You could put this shit on a fucking pinhead right now.
Exactly.
You
know, that's my point. I mean, I bring it up also because I'm currently playing the Capcom arcade cabinet, and while I'm playing it, I'm like, there's a lot of great arcade games from the 80s. It's amazing that you just can't play everything. And I'm sitting there thinking about some of the arcade games I would want to play, and a lot of them were Nintendo ones. And I'm like, why can't I play these?
Well, you can. It's just not completely on the up and up.
Well, yes. I meant legally. But, right. I have no problem doing that legally. Yeah. Just weird. One of those weird things.
Okay. What else we got here? How about a word from our friends at GoDaddy.com for all your domain registration and website hosting needs? We have 3 coupon codes for you. We have KEG249, which gets you $2.49 domain registrations for the first year. And then we have 35 off 8. No, we don't have that. We have 32 off 1, which gets you 32% off your order. Any order. You don't even need to be a new customer. And then we have free 9, which gets you a $4.com domain registration and a year of private registration. So that's GoDaddy.com, and go to our thread on KEG to get the coupon codes if you need them. What else we got here? Any contests this week?
We do have one contest.
Okay.
We have one season pass for Metro Last Light on the PC.
Interesting. So
it's a Steam code.
Right. I can talk about the game right now.
I will talk about it with you.
Have you been playing it?
I have been.
Oh, the DLC?
The DLC. I've played the first one, which is just a kind of, I don't know, wave-based. It's just like one mission where you're standing in a very small area.
Right. This is the faction pack.
And a lot of guys are rushing you.
This is the faction pack. There's 3 parts. There's the heavy part where you play as like a Nazi. You're in the Nazi party, the Nazi clan, and you got like the big minigun. Did you play it? You played it, right?
Yeah, I finished it.
I had so many performance issues, I couldn't even play it.
You know what? I did too. I had to, I used the optimizer on the NVIDIA thing.
No, there's a problem with all those explosions in the beginning of that thing. I mean, I couldn't even play it. It was unplayable. Even when I dropped my settings down, like, you know, of course I'm playing it, you know, I play at 1440p. It's much more demanding, but the same settings on the regular content in the story mode is fine.
Yeah,
I didn't change any of the settings.
That's the thing that I ran into was since I had played the original or the main game, I had changed and optimized my settings, and those weren't working for the DLC. So I went back to what I would play the game at, and then it worked fine.
Okay, yeah, we use there's this GeForce optimizer or something, and it tells you what the best settings are for based on
it
your
was
rig.
Wrong.
Dave, I think something's fucked up with it because I shouldn't have to change my. I mean, why would the DLC be more intensive on the machine than the regular?
There are so many dudes to shoot and explosions happening though. In that
that's
mission.
Why. That's why they need to tighten that shit up or something. I mean, I couldn't even play it.
You probably kill maybe 250 dudes.
Right. You're just mowing. You're just holding down the trigger, right? And just mowing.
Well, no. There's like 3 portions to that. There's the part where you're with the Gatling gun. And then it switches over and it hands you a sniper rifle. And then it gives you a grenade launcher.
Oh, okay. And how long does it take to get through the whole thing?
Maybe 10 minutes.
The whole thing? 10 minutes?
Yeah, maybe at most.
Okay. Okay. So then the other thing you can choose is, what was the second one? Oh, the sniper mission. The stealth sniper mission.
I haven't played that one yet.
Okay. And that, I forgot what faction that is. That's some other faction. I forget. They weren't
Nazis.
That
would be the communists.
Let's put it that way.
That would be the communists, right?
Yeah, I guess so. So you're a sniper and you have to, like, you know, take, it's sort of like Far Cry 3 where you're invading the camps and you have to take out all the guys and nobody needs to, can see. The problem I had there, I had two problems with that one. One, it was very easy, at least in the beginning. Like, it seemed like the guys weren't really noticing. Like, two guys would be talking to each other and I would shoot one guy in the head and his head would fucking explode and the guy would die. And the other guy would just stand there.
Mosquitoes, like, huh?
Yeah, these fucking mosquitoes. And I mean, I didn't wait like 5 seconds to see what he did, but I waited like 1 second or two just to see what happened. The guy just like stood there and like maybe he's like his shoulders went up a little. I don't know. I mean, I shot him in the head. Like, I didn't wait to see what was going to happen, but I just...
He's just over there shrugging his shoulders.
I mean, like Metro is... You know, one of the selling points of the game is that the enemy AI is good. You really need to sort of pay attention. But that wasn't the case. And then later in the mission, you're actually not just sniping people, you're moving in. And it was another mission where I died right before an alarm went off. And I'm stuck in that last checkpoint loop where it just loads up and the alarm goes off. So I have to start over from the beginning. But I guess if it's only 10 minutes to get through the whole thing.
Well, I don't know if it is on that one.
Because right. I don't know.
The third mission seems like it's a lot longer.
So the third thing,
have you played
that
one? Yeah, that one's cool.
Yeah, the third one seems to be the best. But I don't know that it's a mission. All you're just going out into the world to kill things and bring back stuff that you can sell, and then you can buy better weapons and armor. But what can you do with that stuff?
Just kill more stuff. It's a good loop.
It's a, like, right, but does anything?
It presents you with, basically, you're in the role of a scavenger, is what you're trying to do. So there's this guy, and he gives you all this list of things that he wants you to bring back, and you go out into the world, and since you're going out to the infected or the radiated part of the world. You can only breathe out there for so long. And so you go out and you search and then you have to come back and then kill a bunch of stuff to get back into the camp. And then you turn your stuff in, you get better guns and you go back out and do it again.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. It seems like it could be interesting. That's the one I spent the least amount of time on. So, but it's only $5 for all of it, right? I think. Cause the season pass, it was $15, I think.
Right.
Am I wrong? I think the whole thing was $5.
I think that's right.
Okay, so, I mean, at the very least, it's not expensive. I think they got the pricing right for sure. So, there it is. If you want more Metro, there is some. What else we got here? So, the Steam sale is going on, and I bought a few games. I don't know if, Ship, have you been buying any Steam sale games?
I've probably spent about $30 or $40 so far. I bought all the Tomb Raider games.
All of them?
All, every single one ever?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
They were like 60-something cents a piece.
Hmm.
Right. It gets to the point where it's just so cheap. You're like, why am I even thinking about this? It's a dollar. Like, I bought Alan Wake American Nightmare. It was $1.50.
I bought that, too. I bought the whole Alan Wake franchise.
I had the rest.
$3.99.
I already paid like $2 for the other one some other time. Yeah. But I bought Rogue Legacy, which I think both you guys would like that game.
What is it?
It's an old school style game. Like, it's a rogue-ish type game. But every time you die, and you're, it's like a platformer fantasy type game where, you know, you're collecting gold and you're getting new swords, upgrading swords and shit. But when you die, you are reborn as your heir, and you can choose from three different heirs, and they're like, you know, randomly generated characters, and you choose them, and then you go do it again, and you're collecting more money when you go through the castle and fighting stuff. The gameplay is very much like a Castlevania game. It has a very much of a Castlevania feel. there's traps and stuff, and it's really, it's challenging for sure. It's quite challenging, but it's a very solid game, and I think I paid like $11 for it. I don't know if it's coming for consoles, but it has full big picture controller support, so obviously it would work fine on it. But Shipwreck would definitely like it. I'm surprised you don't have it already.
I'm gonna get it. I just haven't. I mean, it's the Steam sale. There's so much to buy.
Right.
I think I bought 3 games today.
What'd you buy today?
I bought Gunpoint. Have you played that at all?
That's the one with the little detective guy who runs and jumps?
Yes.
Yep, I have that one. That one's cool.
Yep. I've only played about 5 minutes of that. Mm-hmm. I bought the Tropico 4 complete, like all the DLC in the game and everything.
Didn't you play that already?
I've played most of it on the 360.
That's
yeah.
what I mean.
You don't understand how the Steam sale works.
I get it. It's like, oh, I love that game and it's so cheap, so I'm going to buy it again.
And I'll probably have it forever.
And never play it.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. So,
I've played most everything that I bought. Not maybe a lot, but... And what else did you got? What was the last one?
What was the last one? I'm not even sure. Oh. Something.
But Rogue Legacy is really good. I did a couple of live streams on twitch.tv/cheapassgamer. You can see them there. They're saved. But it's really good. I also bought Torchlight 2. You have that one?
I've played some of that, yeah.
That's $5. I found it's Diablo.
You know what? You need to buy Fallen Enchantress.
I do?
Yeah. I've talked about it before.
Okay. I forgot what that was.
It's a civilization type of game. With magic elements.
Hmm.
It's a more fantasy-oriented Civ type of game. It's $13.59 right now, I think.
That sounds expensive.
I know, it does sound expensive.
It's too much.
But the Torchlight 2, there's a controller mod you can download. So I've actually been playing that one in the living room on the big screen with Mrs. Cheapy watching. She likes it. And the controller mod's pretty decent. And Wombat, I bought Fallout... New Vegas. Did you ever play that?
I played most of it. I never finished it. As I'm looking, when I saw it on the outline, I'm like, you know, I never finished that game. I think I had like a half hour to go. Like the
it
last.
Seems really good.
It's not bad. I'm sure it's been patched to hell at this point. Like it was super glitchy when I played it.
Dude, not only has it been, I mean, I'm sure it's been patched because it's been out for a while, but there's an extensive modding community.
Oh, I'm sure.
For this game. Like up, like you wouldn't even believe it. Like shit gets downloaded like a million times.
Yeah, I remember when I was playing, when I played my version of the game, one of the few things I remember is I went and I had to like kill a super mutant and I'm running towards the super mutant to go kill him and the super mutant basically committed suicide and fell off a cliff.
Nice.
And I'm like, oh, there, I guess I won.
Yay.
Exactly. So that was like, you know, one of my big takeaways. But yeah, I mean, it has some really cool characters in that game.
Yeah. I installed some mod. They have, so like I said, they have mods and I installed, there's one called Nevada Skies and it replaces all the skies in the game with more realistic skies and weather, better weather. I don't even know if the game has weather. They're real. The original one.
I don't think so. Like
sandstorms.
I don't think the first one, or I don't think it originally had weather.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, and there's texture packs that give you high resolution textures, and we installed a couple of those, and it looks quite nice. So Mrs. Cheapy and I are enjoying playing that. We played that for like 2 hours.
How much
was
that?
I think. You know, they had the Ultimate Edition with all the DLC. I think it was like $5.
It was $5.
That's totally.
But of course, I didn't know, and I bought it like the day before, and it was like. 12 or 11 or something.
Loser.
Yeah,
a nice CAG gifted me a version of it.
Wow.
On
cool.
Steam. So.
Oh, cool. Well, there's a mod. So it's really cool. Like, there's a mod manager. And so it just handles everything. It's not like you have to be a fucking.
I want to say a spirit, a heart, if you will, of that game that's missing that was in Fallout 3. Having it, right. Knowing that it, I mean, maybe just knowing that it was essentially outsourced. Might be the reason, right. But it just doesn't feel the same.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see. So far, so good. What else?
I've been playing Lord of the Rings War of the North that I bought on the PlayStation 3 sale for $5.
I've seen that on sale on PC for that price or maybe even less, and I passed.
I'm surprised.
It's not bad?
It's not bad. It's, you know, not for $5. It's, what is it, Snowblind engine game? So kind of...
Snowblind, yeah.
Yeah.
Snowblind Studios.
Yeah, you just walk around and kill a bunch of orcs and pick up some new armor and some swords, and it's pretty much it. Kill more orcs, yeah. Pick up more swords.
Yeah. Are you sticking with it? I know I played about 2 hours of it, and then for whatever reason, I just didn't continue.
It feels like the kind of game that I will probably just stop playing at some point, because there's nothing like, oh my god, I gotta get home and play some more of that.
Does it have the music from the movie?
I honestly couldn't even tell you. It does have Aragorn in it, though. It does start with him. You talk to him, and he tells you what to
do. Aragorn?
Yeah, did I say Aragorn? Yeah, I always say it wrong. Did. Whatever. Strider. Strider right. The Ranger. Is that better?
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's Strider the Ranger. It actually opens with him in the pub, and it's a day before Frodo shows up. That's how the game opens. I'm like, oh, I know what they're talking about. I saw the movie. So, yeah, it's not bad. I also bought that Capcom Arcade for $15. Was it 17 games?
As did I.
17 yeah. games, $15 on the Xbox 360. I'm like, okay, I'm in. That's fun.
What are the standout games?
Ghosts and Goblins. Is probably is up there for me. As
how
it,
does that work with the D-pad on the?
It's okay. I mean, yeah, you do miss difficult. A joystick. Like, I wish I had an arcade stick. Are you using your arcade stick with this Shipwreck?
I haven't played this yet. I bought it. I haven't even downloaded.
Will
yet.
You use your arcade stick with this?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah,
I'll either use my Dead or Alive stick or my Mortal Kombat stick.
Yeah, I don't have one, so I'm kind of a loser when it comes to that. But yeah, I bet it would be a lot better. I mean, you know, 1942, I think, holds up, you know, as well as a game like that can.
Black Tiger's on there, right?
Yep, Black Tiger's on there, Commando.
That game's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes, Black Tiger is great.
I've played so much of some of those games. Like, I never need to play Commando again. I've played so much Commando.
But it's, you know, it's 85 cents. 87 right. cents.
And the first game you mentioned, too, which yeah. I already forgot. That one I played. Oh,
Ghosts and Goblins.
Ghosts and Goblins. I played so much. NES.
Gunsmoke.
I played so much. I never need to play it again.
Gunsmoke's on there?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I loved Gunsmoke.
Yep.
I have a picture of myself with this TV where I got the high score on Gunsmoke, and I was going to send it into Nintendo Power, but the photo didn't develop to where you could see the score.
Oh, man. Glory taken away.
I know.
Yeah, it's got a lot.
I made my friends sit there and watch me play Gunsmoke for like 3 hours.
Well, see, now you own it. And now you
I
never.
I thought that was a two-player game.
It can.
Oh, it
can.
It could have been.
Oh, but you're doing your high
He was
going to
get his turn when I died.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
Memories.
Exactly. Exactly. It's worth it. If you're of a certain age, it's worth it for the I can't believe I don't have to put in another quarter to play more Ghosts and Goblins.
Right.
Because I die a lot in that game. A lot.
Ghosts and Goblins?
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the hardest games.
Yeah, I die a lot in that game.
I spent a lot of time trying to beat that game. Yep. And I did, but it's, you know, if you spend enough time doing anything, you can probably do it. Sat in my basement. What else we got here? You got anything in Wombat's news and stuff?
Did you see that the NCAA is not going to renew their contract with Electronic Arts?
Why is that happening, Shipwreck?
Well, there's been a lot of conflict there with EA using the likenesses of the players, likenesses and stats of the players.
And the players suing.
Yeah, the players suing. So I'm sure it's somewhat because of that. I don't know. I didn't read all the comments from everybody, so I don't know what they're saying.
And I could be corrected on this if I'm wrong, but I believe now EA has to go to schools individually and do individual contracts with every school and bowl game to get them in the game. It's not just one blanket contract anymore.
Right.
Which I think might have...
Yeah, because EA said they were going to continue to do the college football games, but... It says they're no longer going to include the NCAA names and marks.
So it'll just be like
means,
but they can't have the school names.
Well, unless they do a deal, I think with this specific school, like maybe next year it'll be like EA Big East football,
probably University of Rochester football.
There you go, and they could have stats for you.
Be able to get. I wasn't on the football team. My roommate.
I really don't like the NCAA.
It's bullshit, that whole thing.
It is. They make so much money off of these athletes.
Yep, it's ridiculous. There's a Frontline piece called Money, what's it called? It's called Money and March Madness. And you can watch it for free. Just Google Money and March Madness. You can watch the whole thing for free on the PBS website. It's amazing. And you'll be mad. You'll be mad by the end of it. These guys, the players are getting ripped off. It's literally like $1 billion is being made off these dudes.
Well, and I get that they're getting a college education.
As barely. Part of it.
Sometimes.
I mean, they're getting the diploma, but
I mean,
they're
I
often
got
not
one.
Getting the education.
I got one, but.
Right, but you're shipwreck.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, it's a really sleazy organization. Mm. They try to say that they're trying to keep amateur sports like clean and everything, but they only go after the schools that they want to go after. Like their policies, they don't enforce them the same way depending on what schools they're going after.
Do they go after your school?
Yeah, they went after my school. They took away a Final Four appearance.
What the fuck? Wait, where'd you go to school? Ohio?
Memphis.
University of Memphis.
Memphis.
I don't know. What do I know?
I know. Oh, I know why, because I listen to people when they talk.
Is that a good basketball team over there?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's like I don't know anything about college sports.
It's usually division. A top 25 school. But they went to the finals probably about 5 years ago now. They lost in overtime in the final.
Okay.
But then later the NCAA declared one of the players ineligible, even though they had cleared him twice before that.
Why? He took money from something?
Because somebody else took his SATs.
Yeah, oops.
Oopsie.
That's what I mean when I said they're not getting a college education.
It the didn't players. Matter. He got drafted first in the NBA draft.
But you never know. Like, you know, then you got to watch.
You can buy his Adidas right now.
Did you watch the Broke on, what was that? The 30 for 30? The ESPN thing?
Which one was that about?
Broke. It's about all the athletes who are broke, who go broke.
No, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you should watch that. That one's really good. It's all these athletes with, you know, multi-million dollar deals who, you know, they're broke by the time they're 40.
Well, especially they don't know the what NFL to do with the guys. Money. I mean, they're college kids, and then they get all this money like when they go to the pros, and they've never had that type of money before.
Right, that's what they talk about. They have no guidance at all. What else we got here? In the Wombats news and stuff.
I think we're past that. I think we're on to...
We're done with your stuff?
Yeah, we're done.
We're on to the NCAA?
We're on to... Well, Sony shut down a bunch of servers for MAG and SOCOM.
Okay.
So don't...
I still have MAG.
Well, I don't know what you're going to do with it.
I don't know what I'm going to do with all these fucking games I have here.
Oh.
I have a whole small bookshelf of Xbox 360, mostly Xbox 360 games. A sprinkling of PS3 and Wii games. I just like, I'm not going to, they're just taking up space. We need to have a contest on CAG.
Win Cheapies games. Games. Yeah.
We did that
win
already.
GPD's
when I moved.
SOCOM.
Right, MAG is going to be in there. SOCOM. What else? Some like Madden 09. All right, should we do some CAG bag? Is that what you're saying, Wombat?
Yes, we could just go right to it then. Go for it.
Okay. Are you still playing G.I. Joe Battleground, Wombat?
No. You know what the problem with that game is? I can't play it on the train.
Because you have to connect to the servers?
Yeah. So fuck that game, essentially.
You can't connect to the internet on the train?
Not very well. I mean, it's just, really? It takes a while so I can play a dumb game. It's not worth it.
My phone works in the subway here. I don't want to brag.
You should really cool it with the bragging or people are going to start to hate you.
Right. By the way, speaking of hating, the first comment on our Facebook for the show is from Terry, and he wants to know if Shipwreck could please be a little less condescending in future episodes, please. Okay, Shipwreck, please. I should have said that at the top of the show because you probably already ruined it for this show.
I probably did.
Way to go, Dick Wreck.
Carl writes
sorry,
in.
Terry.
Carl writes in and says, the surprising movie tie wants to talk about the surprising movie tie-in releases showing up on Xbox Live and PSN for movies like Pacific Rim and RIPD. Seems like no one even knew these games are in development. They probably barely were in development.
I know. I'm so curious. I saw the Pacific Rim game on there yesterday. I'm like, they made a game? It sounds like something that should be awesome, and yet I'm sure it's terrible.
Right.
I think it has like a 40-something on Metacritic right now.
That's it.
I mean, the thing is, they don't make movie tie-in games anymore. Like, they do for the kids' movies, but other than that, they're done with those. They lost too much money on them, so now they know that they can either put out a Facebook or an iPhone game or Xbox Live Arcade game that nobody knows about, and they probably make more money that way.
I'm sure they make a lot more money that way. I'm sure Superman, they came out with the Superman this year, the only game is on the iPhone. They came out with an Iron Man movie this year, the only game is on the iPhone. That's crazy.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, probably, and we don't need more shitty games with good characters, right, but right. I'm just saying, it's just, that's what happened. That's the evolution of that process.
Carl also had a couple questions here. He also wanted us to talk about that Apple's rumored to buy the company that designed the Kinect.
That's great.
I told you that the Xbox One is supposed to be the new Apple TV, so I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know. I think isn't Apple doing their own thing with Siri? Well, does Siri not really work for you guys? Siri kind of sucks, right?
I used it once, like a couple of weeks ago. It was the first time I think I'd ever really used it.
I mean, I realize sometimes I don't speak totally clearly, but it almost never seems to understand what I'm saying.
I've only used it by accident when I hit something that makes her come up, and then I have to...
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Put her away.
Why
don't you just turn it off? You can turn it off.
I don't know.
Maybe I want to use it sometime.
Sounds like work.
Carl also wanted to know, Wombat, about Halo Spartan Assault, because it comes out tomorrow, I think. The mobile game that you played.
I did. It's not bad.
It wasn't bad?
No.
Is it a twin stick shooter? Is that what it is?
It is a twin stick shooter. It's very similar to whatchamacallit. It is similar to think Geometry Wars or Robotron kind of a thing. But the guy is Master Chief, and it's got all the people you're used to killing. And it's cool.
It has all my favorite people to kill in it?
Exactly. It's got your brutes and your midget guys and your...
Wow.
Yeah, and the bird faces. It's got bird faces, midget guys.
It's great, dude.
Bug vagina mouths. It's got all of them in there.
Right. I could just go commit murder at a freak show, or I could play this Halo game.
And I know what a grunt is before everyone starts... They're called grunts. I know that, but little guys and bird faces is funnier. So,
of course.
Mm-hmm.
Chris on Facebook wants to know if Shipwreck gets called by name at retail stores like Norm on Cheers. Do people know you when you go to Target and you're snapping all your photos and posting them up? Do the employees like, oh, it's that guy?
I'm sure they recognize me because they just kind of like leave me alone now.
This guy knows what's going to be on sale. He knows the complete layout of the store.
Yeah,
there's nothing I can offer this guy in the way of help. Except maybe
it's
to carry
some of
the
stuff. It's that guy taking pictures
again. Right. Maybe I could help him take the picture, get him better lighting, or get him in the picture and take the picture for him. That's pretty
Did you see those pictures I took today, Wombat, of Evil Dead being right by the register?
Yes, I did. And you and just causing trouble. That's what you're doing.
Oh, it has a very scary box art on it?
Yeah.
Wombat, you would be very upset to know that in the regular newspapers here... In Japan, they have like full nudity. Like there's like porn ads in the back.
That's wonderful.
So you can be on, your kid can be on the subway and like some guy's reading the newspaper and sitting next to him is your kid and there's just like a nice boobies.
Ugh.
You don't like boobies?
That's fine. You know what it is? And it's funny because the Evil Dead box art isn't so terrible. And, you know, if we're going to harp on this, I might as well harp on it. I just wish there was more of an all ages thing. It's not that there's an ad for Evil Dead in general that's the problem. It was the image that they chose.
Are we talking about Target or are we talking
about Microsoft. The image that they chose was just not the right image. You know,
so you're okay with if your daughter was with you at Target and she saw that at the register?
She probably wouldn't even notice it because it's just the black, it's a red box with a black, it's really, silhouette. She wouldn't even notice.
Okay.
Like, the red case with the black silhouette, she wouldn't know, unless it's like real blood, gory picture, she probably isn't going to notice. Like, what they had on the dashboard was literally a woman dripping in blood with her hand out in, like, mid-scream face. Like, that she noticed.
Just tell her it's Kool-Aid.
Yes.
Woman spilled Kool-Aid. She has this axe, and she was trying. She couldn't open the Kool-Aid, and she got the axe, and then she was able to open it, but she made a big mess.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Yep.
Or you could tell her she was opening up the Kool-Aid, and she cut her hand off while she was trying to open the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That might defeat the purpose. Mm. Not sure.
Yep.
Might want to think about that.
I will do that.
Anything else we need to talk about today? Any other controversies?
I think that's it.
Okay. Well, let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, GBD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck, and Video Game Deals, to get the Video Game Deals, and also on Facebook.com/GBassGamer. And twitch.tv/GBassGamer. And go to GoDaddy and get all those coupon codes. I don't want to say them again. I don't have to say them again, do I?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anything else?
No. No, I think we're good.
Goodbye.
Breadstone.